KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly cloudy skies, breezy conditions, and just 8 degrees right now here at the KJAN studios. We picked up a total of a tenth of an inch of ice accumulation and just a trace of snowfall here at the KJAN studios. Messina reported just 3/4 of an inch of snowfall here from the overnight period. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news on KJAN. After leaving slick roads and runways in the Midwest, a winter storm inched its way toward New England, where it was forecast to dump up to 2 feet of snow. The National Weather Service issued winter storm warnings for the weekend from the Dakotas across the Great Lakes states and into New England. The Weather Service at one point warned that conditions in the Northeast could approach blizzard criteria. Ice was also a possibility in some areas of the storm's path. And in Iowa, the Department of Transportation warned visibility was less than a half mile in many locations due to snow and wind in eastern Iowa. And in South Dakota, where snow is starting to pile up, authorities warned drivers to give plows extra room. The storm was expected to bring up to 10 inches of snow to the Midwest before walloping the Northeast on Sunday. The National Weather Service in Albany, New York, said snowfall rate could fall at a rate of 1 to 3 inches an hour, creating difficult to impossible travel conditions in that area. Officials warned of flight disruptions at airports as well as possible changes in train schedules. The Chicago Department of Aviation reported more than 300 flights at O'Hare and Midway International Airports had been canceled as of Friday evening. Amtrak canceled some trains Saturday from Chicago to Washington and New York and between New York and Boston and Pennsylvania on Sunday. Chicago was forecast to receive as much as 8 inches of snow by Saturday, and wind gusts in the area expected to reach 35 miles per hour. Bitterly cold air was expected in the storm's aftermath. And here in our area, the authorities at Omaha's Epley Airfield say a plane slid off an ice-slicked runway yesterday. Airport officials said that no one was injured when the Southwest Airlines plane went off the end of the runway after landing just after 2 p.m. Friday. That incident led authorities to close the airport Friday afternoon and suspend all flights. Officials said airport fire crews were working with Southwest to get passengers off the plane and take them to the terminal. And once again, all the winter storm advisories and warnings for the western half of Iowa that were in place have been canceled now, so there currently are no warnings or advisories in effect here in our area. In other local news, Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrope reports that around 12:10 a.m. this morning, his deputies were dispatched to the scene of a man who had supposedly been stabbed near the 2300 block of Washington Street in Hamburg. Upon arrival, deputies were unable to locate a victim in the area. They contacted the person who reported the incident and eventually made contact by telephone with the supposed victim. The call was found to be a hoax perpetrated on the reporting party. Charges are pending in the case. Hamburg Fire and Rescue and the Tabor Police Department assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office with the call. Authorities in Shelby County said on Friday that on Thursday an investigation occurred based on an allegation at the Harlan High School stating that a student made a general threat against the school and school officials. School officials identified in the allegation were notified of the threat. Administration investigated and determined that while there was not an immediate threat to the school, the matter was turned over to law enforcement and they are continuing to investigate. A student who allegedly made those threats will not be at the school in the coming days. An Iowa couple convicted in the starvation death of their 16-year-old adopted daughter will likely spend the rest of their lives in prison. A judge on Friday sentenced 41-year-old Misty Jo Boosman Ray to a life sentence without the possibility of parole, and her husband, 43-year-old Mark Ray, to 80 years in prison. They were arrested following the May 2017 death of Sabrina Ray, who weighed only 56 pounds when she died. Misty Jo Boosman Ray pled guilty January 9th to one count of first-degree kidnapping and two counts of third-degree kidnapping involving two other adopted children who lived at her Perry home. Mark Ray pled guilty last month to child endangerment causing death and three counts of third-degree kidnapping. Misty Jo Boosman Ray apologized, saying, "All of this is my fault." New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is meeting Iowa Democrats on her first foray into the early presidential testing ground and defending her role in bringing down former Senator Al Franken as she visits Iowa this weekend. Gillibrand continues her first trip on Saturday to the leadoff caucus state since announcing the formation of an exploratory committee to seek the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. On Friday, she met with voters in Sioux City, including activists who asked her about her role as the first Democrat to publicly call for Franken's ouster. The Minnesota Democrat resigned amid allegations he had groped several women. Gillibrand said she had to stand up for what's right, especially when it's hard. Gillibrand was traveling from western to central Iowa with various stops. Clean of Cass County is spearheading a project to collect winter clothing to provide for Cass County homeless persons and those less fortunate. You may drop off your new or gently used donations at Aiken Building Center, where a drop box is located. On Wednesday, January 30th, Clean volunteers will collect those items and drive around the county delivering backpacks full of toiletries, winter gear, blankets, food, and more to the areas there is a need. If you have questions or would like to help on January 30th, you can contact Sam Schwartz at 712-250-8867, Damon Clark at 712-249-9611, or Megan Bierbaum at 712-243-7829. Law enforcement has canceled a previously issued attempt to locate for missing Melcher teenager Liberty Libby Boley. Through cooperation with between law enforcement authorities in Iowa and Texas, Libby was found unharmed on Friday morning in the South Texas area. Iowa law enforcement, including the Division of Criminal Investigation, Melcher Dallas Police Department, Marion County Sheriff's Office, and the Marion County Attorney's Office, continue to investigate the circumstances surrounding Libby's disappearance. Law enforcement would like to thank the public for their vigilance and commitment to helping locate Libby. A bill co-sponsored by Iowa Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer has passed the U.S. House this week.
My bill helps small businesses compete for government contracts and research grants and gives them the opportunity to grow and innovate.
It's the first bill authored by a first-year member of Congress to win passage through the House this year. Finkenauer, a Democrat from Dubuque, turned 30 in December, and she is now the youngest woman in history to sponsor a bill that's cleared the House.
Too often, small businesses, especially rural ones, get locked out of the competition for government contracts and grants. This bill ensures that agency procurement officers will be more directly involved in this process, helping small businesses pursue research that lets them compete for these opportunities.
A Republican congressman from Utah was Finkenauer's co-sponsor on the legislation. It targets the federal government Small Business Innovative Research Program and the Small Business Technology Transfer Program. The programs provide support as well as money to small businesses for federal research with the goal of making the focus of that research a commercial enterprise. More hepatitis C patients can qualify for care under Iowa Medicaid as of this month, but some doctors and advocates argue the remaining restrictions are immoral. State officials are expanding care to some patients with less severe stages of liver disease, but others have to wait, and all patients have to be sober. And that's not right, according to Michael Voigt, a liver transplant specialist at the University of Iowa.
It's completely ethically indefensible, in my opinion, that we are not treating everybody.
Iowa is considered one of the most restrictive states, he says, when it comes to hepatitis C treatment under Medicaid.
So there's public health, as well as mental health, as well as physical health issues that are associated with having hep C and not treating it.
With new drugs, a potentially deadly disease is largely curable, but some doctors argue insurers enforce restrictions because of the high cost of treatment. And U.S. Senator Joni Ernst announced that she will kick off her 99-county tour for 2019 with a town hall meeting in her hometown of Red Oak in Montgomery County. Senator Ernst looks forward to hearing from constituents in the area about the issues most important to them. That town hall meeting is open to the public, and that will be at the Montgomery County Town Hall meeting, 5 p.m. at the Red Oak National Guard Armory at 2001 G Avenue in Red Oak. And due to the partial government shutdown, if a vote in the Senate is scheduled, Senator Ernst would return to the Senate to take part. That's a look at some of the latest in state and local news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Annetta Hammond, age 83, of Redfield, died Tuesday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Annetta Hammond will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Hilltop Bible Chapel in Redfield. Tweak Funeral Home at Benora has arrangements. Richard Lee Wolf, age 78, of San Antonio, Texas, formerly of Exira, died January 4th in San Antonio. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Richard Lee Wolf will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Beverly Hildebrand, age 86 of Atlantic and formerly of Walnut, died Thursday. Funeral services for Beverly Hildebrand will be held on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Vivian Langfelt, age 98 of Messina, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Vivian Langfelt will be held on Friday, January 25th at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. And William Barks, age 59 of Panora, died Thursday at Every Step Kavanaugh House in Des Moines. No services are planned for William Barks. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.